Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, market trends, and investment opportunities. This is Atul PM. ESG or Environmental, Social, and Governance Linked Investment has been on the biggest recent developments in the world of investment. While the trend is quite old in the West, in India it's catching up fast now. Over the past 2 years, we have seen investors making a concerted effort to hold companies accountable for the corporate governance miscarriages and their impact on the society and environment. It is in this spirit that SEBI recently took the bold step to mandate companies to make more comprehensive disclosures on ESG-related metrics. ET Markets' Chiranjeevi Chakraborty caught up with Abhay Lajawala, Managing Director and Fund Manager at Avendus Capital, to make sense of the SEBI move the institutional investors can play in this equation and the outlook for ESG funds. Listen in.
Thank you for joining us on this platform, Mr. Lajawala. Recently, SEBI brought out a very important update towards disclosure requirements pertaining to business responsibility and corporate governance. According to the regulator, these new reporting requirements will enhance the standard of ESG disclosure in the country. My first question to you is that as a fund manager who focuses a lot on ESG, how beneficial do you feel will these new BRSR requirements will be for investors?
I think that's a very good question. And in fact, we are also going through these BRSR details. It's a fairly comprehensive report. But before I go into the BRSR, what I would say is that every corner of financial regulation worldwide is moving to integrate sustainability considerations. And therefore, I think we should all be very happy that SEBI has also gone ahead and extended the BRR, or the Business Responsibility Report, to a Business Responsibility and a Sustainability Report. So I think this is one of the most notable recommendations that we've clearly, you know, moved from a focus on just business responsibility towards sustainability.
Right.
In addition, there are a couple of things that I am, very, very happy to see. There are a lot of the disclosures which focus on employee well-being. There are a lot of focus on welfare measures for differently abled persons, grievance mechanisms, measures taken to ensure safe and healthy workplace, etc., etc. So from a practitioner's perspective, this is exactly the kind of information that we would like to see. Not to say that we were not, getting this information. Many of the larger companies were disclosing this information.
Right. Right.
But I think what will now make a difference is that there will be standardized information across the entire universe of 1,000 companies. So
exactly.
I would say it's a step in the right direction. And it also provides for interoperability of reporting. So the entities which prepare the sustainability reports based on the internationally accepted reporting frameworks can cross-reference the disclosures to the disclosures made under such guidelines. So this will be very useful.
You know, of course, as you mentioned, a lot of the bigger companies have already been taking a lot of steps towards sustainability reporting and ESG. But do you think the smaller companies in the listed space are prepared to deal with the additional compliance burden that a regulation like this brings?
I agree that it is going to be onerous initially for some of the smaller companies. But I think even the smaller companies will ultimately be big beneficiaries of these disclosures, because these disclosures will make these companies far more investable and will increase the investable universe for many of these companies. I agree, as I said, the compliance burden on these companies will increase. But for the first year, SEBI has said that this will be voluntary and this will become compulsory only from 2022 onwards. What I would think is that organizations or industry associations such as FICCI, such as Confederation of Indian Industry, they should probably be having workshops with their members, particularly the smaller companies, on how to go around complying with all of this. So I think in the 1 year period, many of these smaller companies can actually, under the aegis of CII or FICCI, come up to speed on much of this disclosure. Ultimately, this is the way the world is going, and any company, large or small, will have to disclose its sustainability criteria.
Mr. Lajewala, now I'll ask you a more philosophical question. Of course, companies are on the one side and then there are the investors on the other side. How important is the role of an institutional investor like yourself, in ensuring that management and boards work towards ESG goals in a more urgent manner going ahead?
I think the asset management industry anywhere in the world today has a responsibility to ensure that capital is allocated towards companies that are responsible and towards the companies that are practicing sustainability. Because the approach worldwide has moved from a shareholder to a stakeholder perspective.
Absolutely.
And therefore, all the asset management companies obviously want to ensure that the focus of a company moves from just shareholders to stakeholders. So it will be upon the asset management industry to go ahead and engage as much as possible with many of these companies. And let me tell you very briefly about what we would like to see. So in addition to all these disclosures, what we would like to see is that companies should provide insights into how they evaluate and manage the ESG risks and opportunities that could influence performance, strategy, and the business model, which has a potential financial impact. So just putting out, all this information into BRSR, writing fancy sustainability reports, to be very honest, it's good, but it's not as useful as what I said. We would like to see a comprehensive ESG report at the company level, which highlight these ESG risks and opportunities.
Yeah,
I really would love to see more and more Indian companies come out with such reports. So let's just hope and pray that this is the next step we see from the company.
Exactly. I mean, probably what you're trying to also, send a message here is that it should not be looked in the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. And the spirit
Absolutely.
Is actually is full disclosure and, insight as much as possible. So I'll end this, interaction with a question related to your industry in particular. AUMs of ESG funds in particular in India have nearly tripled over the last year alone. And I would like to get an insight from you as to how investors are responding to this new phenomena and where do you see this category's growth in the next 5 years?
Right now, investors are obviously, the way the AUMs of the ESG funds in India have grown shows that there is increasing acceptance of the ESG style of investing. But honestly, I think that process should have been even faster because we are not necessarily seeing the pace of inflows into ESG funds mirror the pace of inflows that is happening globally.
Yes.
But I'm very confident that, investors in India will also begin to see that the ESG style of investment is probably the best way to generate alpha in a world which is facing faster-paced disruption, a world which is facing the risks physical risks of climate change, a world which is facing the risks of inequality, etc. So I am very confident that the pace at which foreign assets into ESG have grown, within a year or two, we will see that replicating in India. And I think for that, the ESG funds in India will have to also demonstrate alpha.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because ESG or integrated ESG is not just about delivering a sustainable impact. It is equally about creating alpha. So as long as the ESG funds in India are delivering a sustainable impact and correspondingly delivering positive alpha, I have no reason to believe why ESG within a few years will not go mainstream in India.
Thank you, Mr. Lajewala and Chiranjeevi. That was indeed an insightful conversation. That's it in this week's edition of Special Weekend Podcast. Do come back next Saturday for this weekly special. You can check out our regular podcast on equity market twice every weekday.